Let's go to the Father. Father, we do thank you for humor. We thank you for the gifts that you've given us. We thank you for the blessings that you have poured out on us in lavish measure. We thank you for the things that are going on that we're about to report on as we deal with the facility expansion so that we might expand ministries. And we ask, Lord Jesus, that you would help us to keep focused, that we would know that what we're doing is building your kingdom. And that each time as we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, that we would be thinking about how this is a part of building your kingdom. And so, Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for the work that's gone in, that's going to be reported. We thank you for the work that has put together this report. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that you would give us an excitement about what it is you are accomplishing among us. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Okay, if we can get to the slide, the third slide. Blessings in 2009. Good, okay. I've been tasked by the Building Executive Committee to report on a couple of things, one of which is the blessings that God has given to us in the past year, and another of which is what it means for us to begin moving forward and taking some steps in accomplishing what we have been planning. And as I thought about what it is God has done to bless us, we can't start anywhere but the fact that God has created and has redeemed us. God has saved us from our sin. And that what we do in this building isn't the whole of the church. Brothers and sisters, you guys are the church. This is a building. And what we do as the church when we're gathered or as the church when we're separate is the work of Christ. And so God has saved us. He has drawn us to himself. He is sanctifying us, which means that he's transforming us. A big part of the ministry of the body is a ministry for God to work in each of us to make us the men and the women that he's created and called us to be so that we are able to do his work well. He's not only saved and sanctifying us, but he's also equipping us for ministry. And I want us to be seeing this whole process of building expansion as a very necessary part of the calling God has given to us of his kingdom expansion. He's equipping us for ministry, and we're expanding our facility in order to reach more people and to build all of us up in the faith. Now, that is the context for the building. Those are the key foundational blessings that God has given to us, and each of us can remark about how that has been more precious and more clear to us in 2009. But one of the things that I want to say is that worship is already reaching maximum capacity in second services. There's about a 2-to-3 ratio in the first service and the second service. Last week, as I was looking at who was here and as I was working with the attendants, there was a lot of people in the second service, and it was difficult to find seats. Not just 6 seats for your family to sit together, but it was difficult to find seats. Our ability to fellowship and care for each other and build community is hindered by the lack of a lobby. You guys just experienced that. As you were enjoying some fellowship in the back and having coffee, I had to actually call you by name and ask you to come forward and sit down. I love the fact that you want to talk. I think that's a great testimony of the relationships that God's building among us. But our facility simply doesn't enhance that. It doesn't really even allow for that. As we do something in this room, we have to stop you from being with your friends. We need a lobby. Adult middle hour classes are limited in number and size due to our classroom limitations. Many of you have been in classes where you've gone, you've looked in the window or you've looked in the door and you've realized that there's just no room in the inn. And so you go find your second choice. Or you come back here and have coffee in the middle of the hall and talk while the teacher in this class is trying to teach. I know, because I've been that teacher. Building a bigger facility is all about being better equipped to build Jesus' kingdom, to reach more people for Jesus, which is for his glory and their good. Next slide. Part of the blessings that God has been doing in 2009 as well is that he's providing all that we need to accomplish the ministry that he's given to us. Number one, we have a decision and order. Yeah, please, let's celebrate the fact that God has, through a long process, given us permission to move forward. We have people who are able to help us to do what we need. We have a building executive committee, and it's been a tremendous honor to work with people like Jerry and Rick and all the people who've been working on the facility, you know, Sandy Sharp and other folks. We have a lot of people who are working in subcommittees. We have architects who are designing what I believe is an outstanding addition to our facility. And you're going to see some pictures of that a little bit later. But those of us who've been working with this facility and who've been working with what we want to build are really excited about how this facility efficiently suits us. Finances. In the midst of a very difficult economic period, both general budget, I don't know if you guys have seen the figures of what God did in the last week. We missed a Sunday. The second to the last Sunday of the year, we were snowed out. There was some question amongst the trustees as to how do we adjust, because if we lose a Sunday, we lose the giving for that Sunday. God did remarkable things in giving us more than we expected in the last week of the year. And I'm sure you'll hear more about that next week when the trustees report. But there was well over $100,000 that came in 1 week. Let's have another round of applause. God had done a remarkable thing in that. God has been doing a remarkable thing in the finances for this facility expansion. We already have the money in hand for phase 2A. We have a good sense of what our options are for phases B and C. We have a greater understanding also as a result of this process of our relationship with our neighbors, which has been difficult. But if we'd not been going through the process of trying to expand our facility, those things that they were upset about, we would have never known. And so in some ways it's painful. In other ways it's a tremendous gift to know where we stand with our neighbors so that we can be a good neighbor. Where those places they raise legitimate concerns, we can change. And there are several things that we've done, including a fence, to address those legitimate concerns. Those places where they disagree with us and we don't agree that the concern that they're raising is something we ought to address, then we need God's wisdom to work, and we need God's power to be at work in the midst of those differences of opinion so that we can be good neighbors. Next slide, moving forward. Again, we have the decision in order. Our site plan has been submitted and approved. So we are on schedule, and you'll hear more about that in a few minutes, to move forward into phase 2A sometime this May. That means that there's going to be an opening in the wall there. There's going to be a temporary wall that's going to come in. Life will change in May. But that's just a foretaste. Life is going to change a heck of a lot more sometime in the fall. We intend to move from phase 2A directly into phases B and C, as soon as 2A is done. The issue for that is that we need to make sure that we have everything lined up and in order. We need to have the financial agreements lined up. We need to have a location to meet. We do have applications in with the school board. We have good reason to believe that one of four high schools will be a place that we'll meet. I would personally, since I'm working with Eric Johnston closely to line up that location, I would really ask you to pray this. Pray that God will prepare the school we hopefully will use, both for us to be able to be an influence in that community, that school community, and in that geographical community, and ask God to give us good relationships with the school system, particularly the general school system, but also, more particularly, that school. There's tremendous opportunity for ministry, not only in being in the school, but in the relationship we have with those who administrate the school. And then lastly, we want to be good neighbors for those around us during construction, both here in the construction process, but also wherever it is God has us go to meet. So I'm going to turn it over to Rick now and allow him to take us more.
Good morning. My job is to talk about the actual construction, what we're doing. Next slide, please. The drawings are nearly complete. I'm going to run through several slides of just words, and then I'm going to show you six pictures. The drawings are nearly complete, and we plan to send them out for bid by mid-March, Lord willing. These drawings include all the information that the engineers needed to produce all the drawings that they needed to do. We haven't yet completed all the interior work, so the drawings that I'll be showing you still have some slight refinements with regard to the interiors. But we have provided a high level of input at a high level to the architects for the interior. These drawings have been reviewed by the building executive committee, by the ministry leaders, by session, and they've been reviewed by you in the past, but this is a refinement that you will be seeing. Next slide, please, Mark. So what are we trying to accomplish with these? With this addition, I've broken things into three categories: to enhance life at CPC, to enhance our worship, to enhance our ministry. Next slide. So how are we enhancing our life at CPC? We're going to have a lobby that can handle 300 people, which is virtually the entire, this entire room could move out into the lobby, chat and have coffee while another group comes in for worship. We're going to have two large entrances into this facility, one through the those doors that we have now, but also one going through what is now the upward closet. We will have what I called massive amounts of storage. And if you take that word massive as a reason for license or liberty in what you store here, I hereby retract it. But we will have sufficient storage for everything we need to store. We will have two family bathrooms, one on each level. We'll have bathrooms on this level. And we'll have an elevator, which moves at relatively light speed. Quietly. Next slide. Enhancements to worship. You can categorize or prioritize things how you like. This is what's most important to me. We're going to improve our sound so everyone in the room can hear everything in worship, so that Alan, when he gets to the most quiet and profound thought that he's trying to communicate, it's not lost in the back row. If you're sitting over here underneath the ductwork, you can't even read your Bible, so we're going to be improving the lighting. We're going to have everybody be able to be closer to the preaching and the worship, since we'll be reoriented and the distances will be reduced. We'll have a prayer room. We'll have a cry room, a quiet room where mothers and babies can go, or anybody else who wants to cry. We will have an AV room, which is dedicated for audiovisual. That'll all be over here. And it will look a lot nicer. In fact, we talk about the community room down below as being a little venue where you can have weddings or funerals, nice events. This room here also will be beautiful, so that should you be inclined to be married here, you will feel good about that. Now, I don't know if it is worth deferring an engagement until that happens. I just don't know. Okay, and next slide. Enhancements to ministry. We're going to have nurseries on the main level right back there. We're going to have new classrooms, dedicated room for youth activity. I'll show you that on the picture. We're going to have a dedicated music room, a dedicated library, an office area. This is an office area more for homesteaders in Granite. I don't mean for the staff. Staff is not allowed in there. Three places where you can get coffee. Two on the upper level, one on the lower level. The idea being you don't have to carry your coffee down the steps. We'll have capability for conferences, obviously, and the AV will be improved throughout the entire building. Next slide. The community room is a significant part of the lower level addition. We will have a warming pantry there, which is really it's very similar to the kitchen we have up here, but it doesn't have a stove. We can't call it a kitchen. If you call it a kitchen, you have to go through all kinds of hoops with the county. It's a warming pantry, but it's going to be it's going to be the kind of thing that a caterer could stage out of for an event in the community room. It will have a stage for small drama performances or any kind of other kind of event, and it will open to a courtyard, which we intend to make attractive. There's going to be one classroom will be dedicated for session meetings, deacon meetings. It's a boardroom type thing. So we won't have the session meeting in the library. So if you want to meet, or a classroom won't need to meet in the library. The library will be a library, kind of like a Barnes & Noble feel to it. And we will have a new gym floor. Matt, can I move to this mic right here? Oh, never mind. This mic that you already prepared for me. Thank you. Test, 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 test. Mark, can I have the first picture? On. power. How's that? George? Yeah, can you dim the lights, Matt? This is a picture. I'm going to try and breeze you through. I would love to talk about these all day. I really would. I'm really excited about these. But I don't have time. I've got about five more minutes or six. This is funny because it's labeled Looking Southeast. On my notes, this is called the Northwest View. And what I want to, I don't have time to communicate everything I would like to, like I said, but I do want to point out a few things. One, notice that it's an attractive entry. The focus is not very good, but this is a ramp coming up, and we've got our little sign and logo here on this half brick wall. There's a ramp back here, stairs into the double glass entryway. So that will be a nice entrance. These lights up here, these are going to be windows overlooking the new lobby. So the lobby, this large lobby, is going to be very bright with natural light. And this whole wing right here is your nursery over here. And these are the new classrooms down here. These are the existing windows up here. Okay, next slide, Mark. This is looking northeast or from the southwest. Kind of from the Potter's house-ish. This is the new nursery wing. This is your entry coming up to these steps. This is a brick courtyard up here with a ramp coming around here. This is a large glass entryway here, which is, again, a lot of light into the lobby. You can also see these clear story windows up here where light will be coming into the lobby from that direction. This is what we call the bump out because we've never come up with a better name. This is where the addition that's going to be put on for worship over here. Okay. Next slide. This is an aerial view from the same direction. New nursery wing. Here are the steps coming up. This is that courtyard and the ramp right here, the bump out. I asked the architects to produce this because a lot of people are concerned about the roof lines. You really try to picture what's going on with the roof, and it's very difficult to tell. And so this does show all the new roofing. These are sloped roofs coming down. This is a flat roof here, and this is a flat roof here. This is where the heating equipment is going to go, and there's going to be one heating plant there also. There are three furnaces, you might call them, three air handlers. Two are going to be over here. One's going to be over here. There will be no air handlers in the basement, in the building. The one that's currently up in the mezzanine is going to be removed. The one that's in the lower level is going to be removed. So those will be opened up, those areas for storage. Yes? I knew somebody was going to ask that. How many people were wondering about that? Yeah? I was going to challenge somebody to tell me something I don't know about problems with roof water, but you're right. This is, anybody who cares about physics, this is an obvious curiosity, concern. Everyone knows this. Everyone's well aware of it. These flat roofs are made out of a rubber material now. It's called EPDM. It's the same rubber that your tires are made out of on your car. And if it's installed properly, it's very, very, very durable. It's got a 50-year warranty. So the trick is to do all the flashings right and make sure all that roof water is getting down and out away from the building. We know that, and we need to make that happen. I don't know why architects design stuff like this. You know, but that's what they do. You know, part of the goal is to eliminate this visually from the ground. So to do that, you've got to have this bulkhead around here. And that sort of drove it. Plus, they wanted these clear story windows going into the lobby right here. So, yes, that's an obvious concern that we will be addressing. Right in here? Yeah, we're going to get the water out of there. If we don't, we'll make it a swimming pool. Okay, I need to keep moving. Just, you know what? If you do have other questions, we'll be taking questions at the end or come talk to me. But I don't want everybody talking to me about this issue, okay? I know this is an issue, and I know we need to take care of it. Where will the snow go? the snow will melt into water. And then... I'm sorry? You mean up on the roof? Oh. Oh, yeah, we'll get it. We'll shovel that. Is that what you meant on the courtyard? Yeah, we'll shovel that. We could put radiant floor heating in there, but we won't do that. That's a good question. We'll have to provide drainage for that, too. Little details like that aren't shown. Okay, Mark, next slide, please. Hurry. Here are the two heating plants. They look like Legos. There's a third one. These are the existing clear story windows. You can even see the arches in there. This is the lobby from this angle. Light coming in. This is what we're calling the lounge. It's the end of the lobby. And there's a door coming off here. You can't see it well. It's going to come down around and stairwell. This has not been finished yet. But just be aware that this is the courtyard off the community room right here. And this will be an attractive amphitheater type situation. And we haven't designed that yet. But we want to take full... we just want to maximize our use of that area. Okay, next slide. And now these are the floor plans. And you won't be able to focus on any of this. But let me just orient you. This is the existing building where we are right now. I'm right here. All right, I don't know where I am. I can tell you a lot of funny stories about this, which I will resist the urge to do. This is the worship bump out. This is the existing kitchen. You're right, I'm not up by the kitchen. This is the new entryway into the lobby. And this is the existing, this is where we store the chairs right now. This is the new storage room. This is a prayer room, quiet room, AV. Everything that's bluish is your lobby. These are new bathrooms. Women's room, men's room. That's the elevator. And then this is the existing entry into the lobby. So you've got two entrances from the north and from the south. This is off that brick courtyard in here. Immediately come in and there's the worship. And then this is the whole nursery wing right here. You go in here to drop off your children. And this is the family bathroom I mentioned. And these are the stairs going down. And this is an intimate seating area. That's what that is. And this is the welcome center. This is shown as a right angle countertop thing, but we're going to do a curvy thing, which we haven't designed yet. Okay. Let's do the next slide. What? Oh, coffee, yes. Coffee's right here. Two coffee stations on the upper level. One right here and one right here. So when you come out this way, you can hit coffee there. When you come out this way, you can hit coffee there. Or you can go downstairs to the next slide where we will have coffee right here, which is right off the warming pantry. So this is your community room. This is the warming pantry and coffee. These are the stairs coming down. This is the new adult classroom wing or new classrooms. This is the boardroom I was talking about. We're going to have it's going to look like the library where we have a large table with all the chairs around, and each room will be set up for awesome, massive amounts of AV capability. Anything you want to do with respect to AV, you'll probably be able to do. Library, this is a dedicated library. This is a dedicated music room. This is the existing building, and this is storage under the bump out. And this is where we're going to have like a workshop area that CSB, Pioneer Girls, anybody else can, and Paul Kennedy can use. This is the new family bathroom right here. I really like that, having an extra bathroom there. This is a ramp going down. This whole addition is going to be about 14, 18 inches lower than the existing floor downstairs. So you have a ramp going down to it here and steps going down to it here. This is a ramp going up to the stage area, and then this opens to the courtyard. So, the pictures of these are hanging on the stairwell going downstairs in one of Robbie Pennington's nice wood frames. So those you can focus on, take a look at those if you have any questions. We're also putting these on the website. Oh, yes, thank you. That's a good point. Remember I mentioned we're going to have a dedicated room for teenagers, and that's right here. This dotted line is one of those partitions, those folding partitions that we're actually moving from over here to over there. And this room will be set up for teenagers. It's going to have a little microwave for popcorn and a refrigerator for soda and a utility sink for crafts and arts and crafts, things like that, and then a hand washing sink too. There will be a good size TV screen in there, whether it's an LCD or a pull down screen. We're not sure yet, although we're leaning toward a screen. Mandy? I knew this question would come up. And, you know, here's my understanding. Matt DeHaven is doing our AV, and everything's going to be hardwired because hardwired is better. We can do Wi-Fi if we need to. You can plug in a wireless router, right? But we're going to hardwire everything. Each room is going to be hardwired. So you can bring your computer, plug it in, and display something on the screen. So, okay, I should probably, we're going to have time at the end for questions, but obviously not enough time. So if you have any questions about actually what we're doing with the building, come find me or any of the other folks on our committee. Thanks.
Okay, Mark McClain. Okay, I'm going to take some time and talk about our schedule. So that sinks in with everybody. Let's go right to it. Okay, here it is. This is from September to September at 2:10 here, and we're 2:10 September. It's covered. I'm sorry. Up to 2011 at the end of construction. All right. So let's start up here. We've been through this process with the county. As was mentioned, we have approval. Our site plan has actually been approved, but hasn't been signed off yet. There's some more process to go on there, and Al Edwards is continuing to work to take us through that. By the way, I don't know anyone that's worked harder than Al, and I just really appreciate what he's done. Thanks, Al. And you can probably tell Rick's really involved as well now. And as we move into the construction and building and getting our plans together, Rick is really getting into some intensive things. So we appreciate his contributions as well. All right, so here we are, January. We're hoping here now to get this developer's agreement received. This is the we'll be posting some money for the site development plan, and we will hopefully get the site development plan signed by Howard County. Right there, we have that for March 3rd. That's our estimate. Not a hard date, but that's when we think we might get that. So we'll be starting the building permit about a week prior to that. Al tells me we can work things so that we get that submitted so it's ready to go. Technically, we have to have the signed site development plan prior to that building permit process starting. That'll take about a month. When we get the permit approved, we'll be sending out the RFP, the request for proposals, to our contractors that want to bid on this. Prior to that, we'll have interviewed contractors to determine our bid list. And we expect that to be relatively fast turnaround. We're looking at a fast turnaround for that. Contractor selection, May. And,
You see their contract execution May 12th and construction starting just before June there, and end of May. That will be the construction for Phase 2A. We'll start there. I'll get more to that in a second. But there's some financial things that I have marked out down below here as well. We'll be refining a cost estimate. We'll have a cost estimate coming back here prior to the bid. We don't know the real cost until there, of course. And then the financial subcommittee will be working on a financial plan. And then later on we'll have this approval of our financing. Dave Shear's going to talk about that in a little bit. We're also planning on hiring a representative for us to be here during the construction period. We're of the understanding that's a real wise thing to do. So we're looking at people right now, interviewing folks for that position. Phase 2A. During Phase 2A, we'll have I'm going to go over some of the what life will be like here, just so that sinks in a little bit. But then let's go down here. We're in the building during Phase 2A. So we're in the building this year up to the end of August. By the end of August, okay, starting in September now, we'll have an off-site facility. This is our plan. I mean, it might vary a little bit. This is our plan right now, that in September we'd be in a new facility renting, and that will coincide with Phase 2B and 2C construction, which will essentially tear up this upper level and make the gym inaccessible. But we'll still have use of downstairs. We expect, and we'll write into the contract that we'll finish construction by September 2011. Actually, we're going to, August. We want to be back here by September 2011. So that's where we are right now with our schedule, and that's how you should think about your planning for your ministries, is that during this period we'll have use of the facility downstairs, the Potter's House, and the trailers. Next slide. Okay, so let's go over this again. Phase 2A. We have access to the Ministry Center upper and lower level, and the gym will have a temporary wall on the south side. So right here, there'll be a temporary wall that will block off essentially that last section of chairs over there in between the two arches. So that'll be blocked off, and we'll have to make arrangements here during worship. It'll be a little bit different. Okay, so expect that through this summer. Then at the end of summer, Phase 2B, 2C will be off-site. We'll have no access to this upper level. That's why we're going to be off-site for a Sunday program. So as Steve mentioned, we're looking at schools, and there's other options, but it looks like a school is going to be the best place. Weekday programs can take place on site, but again, no access to the upper level. You got the trailers, Potter's House available, and expect parking lot to be limited. So that's just a warning, and I'm going to turn it over to Dave so he can talk about finances.
Okay, next slide, please. Very quickly, five topics, quick review of how our facility gets paid for, presentation of what the designated facility giving has been, then where that leaves us now, the way ahead, and how additional giving can help. So next slide. Number one, how our facility gets paid for. There are two parts to it. One is regular giving. So if you just put a check in the offering, and this is most of our giving is regular giving, that is distributed per the annual budget by various percentages to the operating fund, the missions fund, and the facility fund. So there are some some funds from regular giving that go to the facility each year. In addition to regular giving is the designated gifts, and that's when you would write a check and write Phase 2 facility fund down in the memo part, designated specifically for the facility. So those two in combination are how we get this facility done. Next slide, number two, what has that giving been? If you look at this chart, you can see back over more than 18 months now, continuous designated giving to the Phase 2 facility. Through a lot of 2009 there, we had some times with all the conditional use hearings and a lot of uncertainty, and yet all through that time, you see consistently there were a set of folks here that were consistently providing designated giving, which has been very important and tremendously helpful in this project. I should also note, of course, 2008 and 2009 were times of incredible economic difficulty for our country as a whole. We had folks here, our own members, lose their job, take salary reductions, have salary freezes, and yet you see through all of this time continuous designated giving. And, of course, the most dominant thing on the chart is the right-hand side. You see, after we got the conditional use approval from the county on September 30th, and as we ramp up here to proceed with the project, you see a tremendous boost in giving here in recent months and real growing excitement and anticipation as we move forward. If you add all of that designated giving up, go to the next slide, you see this is now the cumulative running total. You see the number at the top there, $291,351 of designated giving to the Phase 2 Facility Fund to date. This is very much God's blessings to us, and can't say enough of thanks for that designated giving. And again, the dominant feature of the chart is the ramp up here on the right. Now, let me also go to the next chart and say, if you look back even further, for folks that were here in 2005 and remember the capstone and the capital campaign, now look at the ramp here from 2006 through 2009 of the increasing giving every single year in this economic climate towards this facility expansion project. And in 2009, you can see there, we had more designated giving than we had out of the capstone thing with the whole capital campaign. So, again, the dominant feature here is really the growth in designated giving over the years and the momentum increasing as we proceed forward here. So tremendous blessing of God, tremendous broad interest in designated giving to this project, growing excitement. Okay, so then where does that leave us now? Point number three, next slide, please. We have exactly what we hoped for. We have $1.3 million cash on hand to start this project. One way that may be helpful to think about this is think about this just as if you were buying a house, and you have a down payment, and then you have a mortgage that you need to be able to handle. The $1.3 million cash on hand you can think of as our down payment on the facility expansion. It completely plays for Phase 2A, and it gives us a significant down payment, as it were, for Phase 2B and 2C. Okay, so we got the down payment in hand. Then the question is, can we handle the mortgage? And whether it's a loan or bond or whatever, you can think of it as a mortgage. And that's where the second bullet there is our portion of regular giving that goes to the facility fund will allow basic debt service on that 2B and 2C. So we can proceed. Now, maybe a longer time frame than we would like if it's just regular giving. It might be like a 30-year term or something. But again, remember this building. When we did this building, we did a 15-year bond, and we got it paid off in 10. If you look at the corner of the building, the cornerstone is 1993. This current facility was paid off in 2003. Okay, so we have both pieces. We have the down payment, and we're able to service the debt. So that puts us exactly where we wanted to be, that we can do 2A, 2B, and 2C all in one step, straight through. And we would not have done that without the designated giving. So, again, thanks very much. Okay, next one, point four, steps way ahead. We already have the newest drawings from the architects, and they're out to get the refined cost estimates. So those will come in February. Again, that's not the total final cost will come from the response to the request for proposal, but we'll get better numbers here in just a couple of weeks. John McBride is part of the Building Executive Committee, leading that financing team, and is looking through a number of alternatives. And those will be selected among in March. Then in April and May, that financing plan will be brought from the Building Executive Committee to trustees and then to session, and then finally back to a meeting like this for a congregational vote before we do that financing. And so there'll be a bunch more details on that time frame. And as Jerry showed in the schedule, the idea is just about when we begin construction, the later part of May is about when you could anticipate all the details on the particular approach and that congregational vote. Okay, point number five, how giving now can help. Okay, so as we're moving forward here, and God's about 4 months till we start construction, additional giving will reduce the amount of debt taken on for 2A and 2B and 2C. Again, it's exactly like buying a house. The bigger down payment you have, the less that you have to finance. Also very analogous, if you have a better credit rating, you get a better financing terms. And the more that we can present to the folks that would do the financing our situation, we can get more favorable terms, better interest rate, and this kind of thing. What was that thing called under the courtyard? The heated floor thing to melt the snow or whatever? That would be like that third bullet, you know, stuff like that. Or the three coffee stations is going to triple our coffee budget. Oh, never mind. That comes out of the operating fund. But you get the idea. It's just like when you move in a house, you know, there might be little stuff to do when you move in. And, of course, the big thing is every piece of designated giving reduces the total cost because you're paying less interest because you're borrowing less money. Okay, last slide. So, again, tremendous blessing in 2009, very much appreciative. We got 4 months here till we break ground, and this would be a great time to keep that going, and we'd love to just see that ramp right off the top of the chart there. And I think it's questions. Or pray, maybe. I don't know. It's 9:45.
Okay.
Are we live?
Can I go to the podium? There we go. Thank you. We did our job well. We used all our time. You have no opportunity for questions. Maybe. Yes. Yes. Thank you. There's three phases. They'll be done actually in two different groupings. Phase 2A is to build the bump out, which will include a stage area, storage, and other things. So it'll be a two-story expansion on this side. And the wall will come out during that period of time from floor to ceiling. It's a temporary wall to both seal against climate and also to make sure everybody's safe. B and C, B is a large project that's going to add on this side and in behind back here so that we lose the narthex. And part of what we're talking about when we use the downstairs is there's going to be one entrance to the downstairs, and that's the downstairs doors down here below us. But phase 2C is the construction of the worship area, which is going to change a lot of the internal components. There'll be some different roof stuff. There'll be a whole change in lighting. There'll be all the sound system and all the lighting systems that will go on. If we can do B and C together, it will reduce the cost and reduce the time. So we're doing 2A, which we can pay for by itself. We're going to do B and C immediately after together, which is why we won't have access to the gym during that period of time, because this whole wall will be torn out in order to do part of B, which is the AV room, the cry room, the new entrance, which won't be these doors. It'll be down here a little bit further, a quiet room, and then storage down here. But A is this, and B and C is the rest of it.
Steve?
Yes. Was that Tim?
Yeah. You know, if there are maybe some quick questions, can we do maybe 5 minutes?
You're the worship leader. I'd be glad
totally
to take
cool
the time.
I'm totally cool with that, and I think that there's...
I just don't want to get you mad at me.
No, you won't. I won't be mad at you.
Okay, good. We have 5 minutes for pertinent questions, and if you can tell me who you want to answer the question, I'll get the mic to him.
Jerry mentioned use of the building while they're doing part of BC. Isn't there noise to be considered?
Yes, there will be. So if it's during the daytime and you're doing something downstairs during the daytime, you will have noise. You will have motion. There's going to be big equipment that's going to be doing things. But let's get Rob.
Can you be a little more clear during end of May, early June, when we're going to still be trying to do Sunday school downstairs in the quads, how much of the quads are going to be lost? How much are those rooms going to shrink?
They're going to shrink a little bit. There will be a hallway that will be in there. There will be a temporary wall that will go floor to ceiling. I don't think D will be affected at all. C will be partially affected. A and B will have some of the outside wall here affected. But it shouldn't be a massive loss of floor space.
I might have missed it, but what will be the disposition of the Potter's House and the temporary classrooms?
I mean the ACs, the auxiliary classrooms, they'll stay during the process. Yeah, they'll still be here. They will be lost when we go into the sanctuary, which is phase three. We have a better answer here from Rick.
Just while that mic's going there, just to Rob, the that hallway will be about 3 feet wide. So that's how far in is going to come into the quads. That's how much room. Right.
Steve?
Okay.
Just Pete. A question on the what's going to be the makeup of the worship area? Are you guys, is it still going to be temporary seating, setting up chairs, or is there going to be...
Once phase 2C is complete?
Yeah.
Yes, there will still be movable chairs. We will have a stage here. We'll orient this way. But it's still going to be used during the week as a gym.
Okay.
It'll have a much better gym floor than the linoleum. Okay.
Just a quick question about the off-site. Is there going to be storage? Are we going to try and arrange for storage? Are we going to be moving Sunday school and nursery things every week?
That's an excellent question. We're going to have a group of people that I'll be convening and getting together, but we will have no storage if we use the school. So we will be getting a trailer. We'll be having everything packed into that trailer and brought over. And so you'll have storage in the trailer in the cartons that you've got, but we'll have to be a mobile nomadic people for that period of time. Yes?
The cost for the rentals, where does that factor in for the given?
If we try and do a school, it'll probably be about $80,000 to $90,000 to rent for the year, given the times that we want to rent and given the location costs. If we try and do something 7 days a week, we've looked at that, and that would probably be a heck of a lot more.
And that's been budgeted in?
Yeah, we have budgeted in over $100,000 for off-site location costs. We'll have to get a trailer. We'll have to get the supplies. There will be a lot of work that will go. Once we know what kind of facility we're going to have and what kind of limitations we'll have in terms of living as a nomadic people, we'll be able to plan more in terms of how we handle that.
Right there, Steve.
Hey,
okay.
Can you give us some guidance on those who are fortunate to maybe increase giving, where the preference would be on either building or general or both? Or
I'm leaving, but I'm still not brave enough to try and take that one on. There is a budget and finance subcommittee of the trustees, which is Dave Shearer and Alan Bierkus and several others. So Dave, talk about that.
Just in 5 seconds, I would say both. We need the regular giving to match last year, and then anything above that would to the facility.
Okay, one last comment. If you have any other questions, the building executive committee are the people that you could forward those to. Jerry is the head of the committee. If you send your questions to Jerry, Jerry can route them to the appropriate people. And I'm going to close this in prayer so that we can get ready for worship for the second service. Father, we are so grateful that you are the one who has saved us, and that even as we think about being nomads for a year, having been able to enjoy the comfort of this facility, even with its limitations for many years, we recognize that we are strangers and sojourners here in this time and this place. This is not home. But Lord, we have before us that glorious future of an eternity with you because you have redeemed us. And we long, Lord Jesus, that you would honor yourself and bring many more into your family. We pray that you would use us in that process. And we pray, Lord, that we would keep our focus on this facility, not as a comfortable place for us to dwell, but as a place from which we can do ministry. And so we pray, Lord Jesus, that you would help us to keep in focus that we're building your kingdom, not ours. We do thank you for the giving that has come. We thank you for the resources that you have provided, that we have the people, we have the teams in place, we have the funding. Lord, we do ask for a contractor who will not only do an excellent job, but will help us to be ready for moving back in, that the facility will be better because they have been a part of the process. We thank you for the people who are working on funding and ask for contract for financing that would allow us to do the maximum we can with the facility that we build. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be off-site and pray that you'd provide the right place, that we would work together as a group, and that we would recognize the sacrifices that we make during this time that we're away will be allowing us to have a better facility for more effective ministry when we come back. Lord, we do thank you, too, that we're here together as your people today, and we're here to worship you. And so I pray that as we prepare for this next service, that we would be able to focus on you who you are, what you are doing, and how we can both love and serve you. And so, Jesus, prepare our hearts for this time of worship, that we would be focused exclusively on you. In Jesus' name, amen.